I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This Saturday evening, November 14th, at the First Christian Church in Eugene, there'll be a benefit concert for Women's Space to support their work against domestic violence, a concert which will also launch the new band, Haley and the Moon. It's a very different musical direction for vocalist Haley Loren, away from jazz and into acoustic poetic dream pop on their debut CD, Blue Transmissions, Volume 1. Rachel Collins from Women's Space and Haley Loren are here in the KLCC studios. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Well, Rachel, we just heard another segment about domestic violence in sports, and they used the phrase exceptional cases as if there are unexceptional cases of domestic violence. What do you feel about this unexceptional domestic violence concept?
You know, I wish I could say that I found that turn of phrase incredible, but the fact is that I don't. Domestic violence is the most common and the least reported violent crime in the United States, and it affects an overwhelming proportion of women and of citizens of the U.S. and elsewhere in general. So when we talk about exceptional and unexceptional, and for, you know, such a large entity like sports entities be taking on that language, I think just underlines the common misperception that domestic violence is unexceptional. It's so normalized that it's seen as something that isn't exceptional, and we have to differentiate between levels of severity, when in reality we know that even what most people would consider unexceptional domestic violence is devastating for victims and survivors of domestic violence, and we should have a zero tolerance policy instead of ranking a violent crime.
Yeah. what she said.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about the prevalence of it, can you give an estimate of some sort of numbers in the local region of what percentage of women suffer this sort of thing?
It's 1 in 4 women, but as I said, it's the least reported. It's the most underreported violent crime. So when we look at statistics like that, 1 in 4 is shocking enough, but when we look at the level of underreporting and the level of normalization, even in the minds of survivors, even in the minds of victims, that sometimes we get calls to the crisis line where we're having to reassure someone, no, that's not okay. And it's so part of the fabric of our media and our culture and our gender roles that I think that it's really worth it to be pointing out that ranking of severity should not be an issue, and we shouldn't have to be justifying that this is a huge problem, because the fact is that it's huger than we know, and it's huger than we're going to know, as long as it's so normalized that it is that underreported.
Before we turn to the music, can you briefly describe what Women's Space does to both assist people who have been through it and to prevent it?
Yeah, so our mission is to prevent domestic violence in Lane County and also to offer support and empowerment to survivors. So we have a 24-hour crisis line. That number is 541-485-6513. We have an emergency shelter for people escaping domestic violence situations. We also have educational services. That's my job. I go and talk about the dynamics of intimate partner violence and how to prevent it to pretty much anyone that will sit still long enough. We also have support groups. We have walk-in advocacy. We have walk-ins to our office between 10 and 3 every weekday. We have youth services. So really, we're trying to come at this from a lot of different angles, both addressing the emergency needs of people that are experiencing these dynamics, but also trying to go deeper and address the community dynamics that lead to such a high rate in Lane County and elsewhere.
Haley, this is a benefit. Your new band is launching your new career, shall we say, with this as a benefit for Women's Space. What made you choose that?
Well, we love Women's Space. We've all been longtime supporters of them, both, you know, in giving and giving of funds as well as donations. I know that you guys accept donations of all sorts, furniture, all kinds of things, because, I mean, they're essentially helping people in such a huge way start their lives again in so many instances. But it's been really in our hearts for a long time to do something like this. And this, our music for me feels like it really contributes to upliftment, to in and of itself, it feels like it's really a great match. And you know, this, the First Christian Church is such a fantastic venue to do this. They themselves have a lot of reach out that they do with the community. They're very, very service oriented. And it just, it felt like a really beautiful way to be able to do something to give back and to really link up with a partnership with an organization that is so amazing and deserving of everything it can possibly get in from back from this community that it serves. So yeah, it just felt like the thing to do.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that music, the new Haley and the Moon Blue Transmissions Volume 1 CD. How would you like to introduce this first song and CD?
Well, the first song that we're going to hear is called The Story Never Told. And it's one of the four songs that are featured on our new EP, Blue Transmissions Volume 1. And they're all original. And this is a tune that features... well, all of us, our cellist, Catherine Dudney, guitarist and songwriter, Daniel Gallo, bassist, Bobby Stevens, Bo Eastland is our drummer, and then, of course, I'm doing vocals and piano.
Haley and the Moon, live on KLCC and live in a benefit for Women's Space at the First Christian Church in Eugene this Saturday, November 14th.
Outside your window painted blue, who hauls the shadows, waves goodbye and shelters you, counts the leaves falling from your window pane, and rains forever till it comes round back again. You're the boy that drops me down and picks me up, breaks the mirrors in the dark and calls it luck, lifts a hand to give the night a little something else, and measures mornings with the light inside himself. Well, it's high time that we stumble to the city. Don't need a dime if we shine up all our pennies. A high wire and an umbrella make a new day. Somersaulting to the faces on the subway. I'm the girl inside the book upon your shelf, with all the mirrors, poetry inside herself. A house of candles in the shadows, burning bright, asking you to shed your skin and come inside. You're the boy that hits the wind across the town, weaves all of his words to turn the world around. Stretches out his days like a canvas blue, holds it to the sky to see the light shine. Well, it's high time that we painted up the city. Don't need a dime if we shine up all our pennies. A high wire and umbrella make a new day. Somersaulting to the faces on the subway. We write the songs we know we can believe in. We breathe them, hold and free them. Cause baby, that's the only way that we know. And the sun shining through the stereo. Because you tattoo your kisses in my mind, the only true blue Valentine. And you know it cannot be denied that you've heard in my room with the hazel in your eyes. Mm-hmm. story that the papers never told, about the things we couldn't buy and never sold. We're the honey dancing in the amplified of frozen dreams and Sunday schemes and second sight. Well, it's high time that we painted up the city. Don't need a dime if we sign up all the pennies. The high wiring and the brim that make a new day. Somersaulting the faces on the subway. We write the songs we know we can. That's the only way that we know to send the sun shining through the stereo.
Haley and the Moon from their debut CD, Blue Transmissions, Volume 1, the lead track, The Story Never Told. They'll be live in a benefit for Women's Space this Saturday, November 14th at First Christian Church in Ashland. I'm with Haley Loren and Rachel Collins from Women's Space. Well, Haley.
Yeah.
Blue Transmissions, the title.
Yes.
What's the meaning behind this, if there is one?
That is a good question. You know, that's if Daniel, our guitar player and the songwriter of the majority of our material thus far, if he were here, he would probably have a little bit more insightful answer, seeing as it was his vision from the very beginning, from before we even started playing music together, that there's this group of songs that are a big part of our repertoire now, that are sort of the same musical country in a way, and that kind of like feel like they're filtered through, like, the, you know, he calls it filtering through the ether, like channeling in and from a specific spot, and it just felt like the right title. So it's kind of meant to be a little mysterious, I think. And it is, even to me.
Well, this is a very layered production. There's lots of studio, there's lots of sound and soundscapes and all of that. How does that translate to the stage? It'll be a different situation at the church on Saturday evening.
Right. Well, of course, you know, we won't have 9 vocals on top of each other, but we will have 3. As we, of course, our cellist, Catherine Dudney, and bassist, Bobby Stevens, they both also sing background vocals. But, you know, the First Christian Church, the acoustics in there are so incredibly ethereal in and of themselves. They really lend this ambiance that make things feel really, really big and expansive. And that really lends itself to this kind of music. But also we have, you know, we have cello, we have piano, we have 3 vocals, we have bass, we have an excellent, you know, rhythm section with our drummer and bassist, and then Daniel and his guitar. Our sound feels like more than the sum of its parts, as far as when all of those harmonics combine, it does lend itself to this really lush impression. So, you know, we'll do the slightly more stripped down versions, but they'll still be plentiful.
And Rachel, how will Women's Space be represented at the event for those who are seeking information and services?
Well, first off, I just want to say that we're so grateful to Haley and the Moon for putting this together and for approaching us. We just came out of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I feel like we just got so much kind of overwhelming community support that we rely on as a nonprofit. I mean, we're a Lane County institution, and we want to be connected in all these ways, and I think this is a continuation of that. So we are going to have representatives at the concert, and, you know, we're going to be doing what we do at a lot of events, which is having a table with information and also staff and volunteers there to answer questions. Anyone who wants to know more about what Women's Space does, anyone who wants to know more about how to get involved, anyone who just wants to pick up a pamphlet and maybe give it to someone who needs it, maybe keep the crisis line number in case they ever do need it, and have that be common knowledge, have that be something that is there for support if it's ever needed. So that's what that's the presence we're planning to have on Saturday night.
Rachel Collins from Women's Space and Haley Loren from Haley and the Moon here in the KLCC studios in advance of their concert this Saturday at First Christian Church in Eugene. Let's do another song off the CD, shall we?
Hey.
Anything you want to say about Into the World before we dive into the music?
I just love the story that this song paints a picture of it. I'll let the song speak for itself, but I'll just say I absolutely love the second chorus. Every time it comes up, I get this feeling of like, wait, that's us. And I don't know, hopefully someone out there will enjoy it as well.
Haley and the Moon on KLCC with Into the World.
He spoke you into the world. On the edge of his tongue, you see. He was a crestfallen tapestry. And the silk of you wove something true when you came over the hill, tattooed in your summer dress. And he stumbled to profess, 'cause sometimes the words, they escape us. When the light comes to save us, and you.
Haley and the Moon, Into the World, the final song on their four-song debut CD, Blue Transmissions, Volume 1. Haley and the Moon will have pretty much their debut concert as a benefit for Women's Space this Saturday evening, November 14th, at the First Christian Church on Oak Street in Eugene, beginning at 7 p.m., with admission on a sliding scale. For more information, HaleyandTheMoon.com and WomenSpaceINC.org. Also find more on the music on Facebook, SoundCloud, and Reverb Nation. Well, Haley, where do you want this music to go as it makes itself out there into the world? Do you have a vision for where this leads?
We have a lot of things planned as far as the music goes. It's all about the music for us with this. It's all about the love of what we're putting out there and really believing in it. And we have a series of EPs planned, actually. We've already started working on our second one. We just can't get enough of it. We'd love to play out in really select kind of environments where we can really create this atmosphere and really create beautiful moments. And shape things. It's all art.
Yeah. And Rachel, is there anything that you'd like to see come out of this evening in particular for Women's Space or the people who rely on Women's Space?
Yeah, I think what I take out of this is that there's a way for everyone to get involved in ending domestic violence and ending the silence around domestic violence. And I think whether you are using music to bring attention to it, whether you are cooperating in a different way, whether you're a community organization or business that has supported us, whether you're an individual that wants to get involved at Women's Space or just start a conversation with the people around you, whether they're immediately dealing with a situation or not. So I think that the takeaway for me is just that there's always a way to get involved. There's a role that everyone can have and everyone needs to have in order to have a community effort to have zero tolerance, to make domestic violence not unexceptional, to make it something that is an exception to what I know is true of Lane County and what I know can be true of so many communities, is that we have no tolerance for this and we're going to end it.
Well, thank you so much for what you do and for being here today. And thank you, too,
thank
Haley,
you.
For being here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
my
thank
pleasure.
You for having us.